Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This would be one of my favorite songs growing up.
Well, you're a big kung fu guy. We all know that.
Yeah, it's not PC now, but yeah. I haven't watched a good kung fu movie in a while. They got them on Tubi.
Yeah?
They got a lot of them on Tubi.
Well, you know, if the Phillies are rained out tonight, you got your night all planned.
Oh, you know what?
I saw kung fu.
No, you know what? I saw Jeremiah Trotter's movie on Tubi a few weeks ago.
What's that?
It's called The North Star.
I never saw it.
You've never saw Jeremiah Trotter?
No, I never saw it.
Dog, you need to watch it.
Is it good?
It's a period piece.
Okay.
It's a period piece.
You didn't say yes.
Well, it's I watched it because the Trot was in it.
You're right.
And you know, it's a period piece.
All right. The North Star.
Did you look it up?
Yeah. I'm gonna watch this. Can't wait. I'm in. Big Ben Jones, is that his character?
That's who he was.
Big Ben Jones. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, you guys got to go see Joe Conklin, the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood High School on Baker Avenue.
Hey.
And on the boardwalk in Ocean City at the Ocean City Music Pier, July 11th and 12th. It's the story of Philly sports through music and comedy. Get tickets at joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com. Okay. Before we get back to the phones here, we'll check in with you people in a little bit and some wild OTA story out there. A couple things. One, some players are not practicing. N'Kobe Dean still recover from injury.
Yeah, he's been doing ballet.
Yes, trying to get himself ready
to
go.
Right.
I found this interesting though. Zach Berman said that Jahad Campbell's not practicing. That's part we expected,
yeah,
right? He's coming off the injury. You know, he hasn't signed his rookie contract yet.
Money ain't right.
Mm. But it's slotted. The rookie contracts are slotted now, right? You get picked 5th, 7th, 12th, 13th. It's like the money's the money.
Yeah, the money.
I wonder if there's some language they're working through with injuries and guarantees at the end.
Trying to get some incentives.
Because, you know, we know he's coming and banged up. So we'll keep our eye on that to see if he signs soon, and we'll see how quickly he gets in the field. When he was on last week with the morning show, he was pretty evasive on if he's going to be ready for camp. I keep feeling like it's pretty clear he's not going to be ready for camp, and hopefully we get him back early in the season. The other thing that we noticed, Hugh, your guy, Bryce
guy.
Huff, not present, apparently.
What do you mean, my guy?
Well, my guy.
You're the only one who could possibly.
There's only one guy that has Bryce Huff as their guy. That's you.
You know what I...
You got a reaction to that?
What you doing? Like, does anybody know how to get in contact with Bryce and ask what's going on? I mean, I know it's... Like, and I saw some people say, oh, well, it's organized team activities. It's voluntary.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, that's true. But that's the same as like when you know you have your company has retreats and stuff. And they say it's voluntary. They kind of want you to go because it's a retreat for the company. So you still go.
It could only help you to be there.
Yeah. It can only help him, especially when you talk about the year that you had to be there. I don't care. I mean, unless it's a family emergency. And I don't know what that is. That's the only reason why you shouldn't be at training camp.
Yeah, you would think after the season he had last year, which was basically a lost year, he would try to ingratiate himself back in with Vic Fangio and the defense.
They gave you $50 million to chill. I wish somebody would give me $50 million to chill. I'd be there. I'd be pouring coffee. I'd be in that mug pouring coffee. With my high-pitched, friendly voice on, hey, would you like some more coffee, please, for $50 million?
I was close to giving you $50 last segment to chill.
Kyle,
can't
with my high-pitched voice on, talking about, hey, buddy, hey, Vic, Is there anything else I could do for you, make you feel better? Like, yeah, $50 million?
You know what?
Yeah.
Actually, I think Kyle came up with a good idea. When next time we reopen the quarterback debate where Jalen is fifth and behind the top four guys, which is totally fair.
That's a trigger.
Kyle and I are going to put tens in a hat and see how many tens we got to throw in there until you stop with your nonsense that he's second-best quarterback
in the NFL. No, but that's just how I feel. Like,
I know,
that's how I feel.
And you're entitled to that. I'm just saying we'll see how many tens we could put in the
and
bucket before you stop.
And it changes every year. Because Brock Purdy was up on the top. He was on the top 10 list a few years ago when Kyle was triggered.
You're a top 10 list.
Yes. Yeah. And it changed.
Yeah, I mean, because see now, that with more evidence, it was an absurd ranking.
So it was not.
Well, hold on. It absolutely was.
How much did Brock Purdy get
person,
paid? Who's the highest paid quarterback
dude,
in the league right
does
now?
Does not matter.
It's not him.
Does not matter.
It's Dak. The only person
still
who
got $265 million.
Anyway. For the record, the only person right about Purdy was me. I mean, he's
Wait,
ranked.
What did you say that?
Hugh said he was second. Kyle said he was ass, and I said he's pretty good, and he's ranked 11th.
He got $265 million.
He's
significantly worse than he was made out to be. I think I might have gone over the top when I said he was ass.
Okay, that's why.
Significantly worse than people made him out to be.
He's pretty good. He's 11th on the list here that we're arguing about. He's pretty good.
He got paid.
He did get, everyone gets paid. Then they shouldn't.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Lawrence shouldn't have got paid, and Tua shouldn't have. But anyway.
Yeah, Tua shouldn't have got paid.
We might have to throw some money in the bucket and see when Hugh stops saying the nonsense. All right, 215-592.
I have a feeling I'm going to need everyone to stop tomorrow.
Nah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know what can make us feel better and maybe be in harmony together on tomorrow's show? If Wheeler plunks Acuna. Justin and Yonkers up. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Justin. What are you thinking, buddy?
Yeah, first and foremost, I was very happy when I heard the x-ray came back negative because when he went down, I was like, all right, he's in pain. When he actually left the game, I said, you know, for Bryce to just leave the game like that, I was very worried about, you know, a broken elbow. So I'm happy he's all right. And, yeah, I'm going to be very upset if the Braves leave Philadelphia and they don't get plunked. And it should be Acuna. And I'll settle for Ozuna if they don't want to do Acuna, but it has to happen because it's happened a few times lately. And, you know, I don't know. I don't even care if he did it intentionally. I think he probably tried to throw an inside pitch, but he wasn't afraid to hit Harper. So, you know, if they don't hit him, it's going to look a little soft to me, to be honest.
I agree. And it would send the message to me, Justin, and just a good phone call. We appreciate you, man. It would send the message that the Phillies are okay. And, you know, it's almost like they're not saying it, but they're saying it. Hey, you want to hit our guys? We're not going to do anything about it. You can't let that this season's, we got a lot of season to go. There's a lot of games left. These guys, you know, we talk about October because that's what matters to us. They got to take down at-bats. Like, between Trey and Bryce and Schwarber, they're going to get to the plate, you know, hundreds of more times. We can't let it be like, you want to throw inside? No repercussions on your guys. That's why tonight, and we've thrown out some names, you know, they're star players.
Mm-hmm.
Acuna's the star. Riley, whatever. You know, Ozuna, whoever. I still keep thinking about Ronald Acuna in an Uber in Philadelphia right now, hearing his name on WIP over and over. Ribs.
Yeah, why they want to plunk me.
He might not show up to the game tonight. He's like, damn.
No, he going to be there.
What if Snicker sat him?
Oh, that'd be the softest.
Oh, that'd be weak. That would be weak.
Imagine he said it. I heard them on WIP talking about hitting my guy.
Talking about hitting me. No,
yeah,
that would be weak.
Totally soft.
That would be super weak.
Kat in Warminster. What's up, Kat?
Hey.
Hey, Kat.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good, Kat.
A couple things. Hugh, I am a little worried about your well-being.
What'd I do?
I think nothing. It's Skippy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Skip.
Your neighbor.
You know, maybe get blackout curtains.
I ain't worried about
even
Skip.
Even if he has binoculars, he can't see in.
Yeah, I ain't worried about Skip.
Yeah,
Kat,
it was disconcerting.
It was a lot.
I mean, he's got to put up blinds or something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
telling you, he knew way too much about you. Way too much. Yeah, but anyway, about the game tonight, I think Zach definitely has to hit, and I would go for Acuna, definitely. And I wouldn't do it the first pitch. I wouldn't even do it the first inning. A couple innings down, get him. Because we have been hit so many times. I mean, wasn't it Harper got hit in the shins the last series? And also, Rojas and Boehm were dancing at the plate to get away from balls. It's like, it seems like that pitchers go after our guys more so than anybody else.
I agree, and we got to even that out. Just to send a message, Catty. Cat, good phone call, and I appreciate your concern for Hugh. I think a lot of us are feeling the same way. That was a weird call, Hugh.
Oh, man, don't worry about me, because, like, listen.
Hey, you're going to be fine. I feel bad.
I'm
for
not
you.
Certain he's going to be fine.
Yeah,
like that
be
was
fine.
A lot.
I mean,
of...
Skip just needed to keep. He needed to keep his distance. I mean, that
doesn't
his
sound
best
like
best.
He's willing
the guy's
to do
following
that.
Following you to work.
Yeah, I mean, he keeping a safe distance. I mean, you know.
All right, tonight, 11 o'clock, you see a pair of eyes in the window.
He see that's why.
What are you going to do about it?
Like, here's the thing. I don't know how he can do that unless you know. I don't know, but I ain't worried about Skip.
I feel like you're downplaying it just a
you
little
really
bit.
You really are. The audience is worried for you.
Yeah, I would be very concerned if I got that phone call.
Skip, catch these hands. He's going to catch these hands. He comes.
He's trying to catch something,
he might invite that, though.
Yeah, like, I know.
He was weird about
you
stuff.
You better be careful. That was different. All right. Speaking of weird and different, you know who's catching some strays?
Who's catching some strays?
Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this yesterday. OTAs are starting across the NFL. And I believe Aaron Rodgers is now getting criticized for not showing up to OTAs for a team he doesn't even play for. Listen to this.
Why? Why? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have six Lombardis. They're coached by
a quarterback.
First ballot Hall of Fame Mike Tomlin.
They don't have a quarterback.
Never had a losing
season. They don't have a quarterback.
And we're sitting around talking about Aaron Rodgers is not there on the first day of OTAs. Mandatory or not, where's your pride? Where's your dignity?
That's why I say I'm going to give him another day.
Where's your respect for the game? Where's your respect for this organization? Where's this organization's respect for the history that they have in this league? What are we talking about? He's never played there before. He doesn't know any of these teammates. He doesn't know the streets to get to the facility. He doesn't know the doctors. He doesn't know the rehab crew. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know anybody. He doesn't know where to get his smoothies. Nothing. Like, why would you not be there? Why am I supposed to take this seriously? It's not about him not being at non-mandatory OTAs for a team that he's been with for 22 years. Do what you want to do. You won 5 games last year. The year before that, you didn't play because you tore your Achilles. The year before that, you missed the playoffs. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm wondering that because, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play for the Steelers.
He doesn't. And I was kind of like, I'm listening to her rant, right?
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about Joy.
We do. We all do.
But I was like, okay, that's a lot of energy for somebody that's not even signed.
He's not a Steeler.
He's not. So, I mean, I would ask her, what do you want him to do?
Like, could somebody on that panel have thrown her a lifeline?
Like, he hasn't signed yet.
I mean, they're like, I don't know why.
See, and
there's behind the scenes people to blame, too. They planned that out. Yeah. That wasn't off the cuff.
You know what's funny, though? I feel like she seems like she doesn't do anything without thinking it through.
Mm-hmm.
So she went on that rant for a reason. She knew he wasn't. She had to know. I refuse to believe that she did not understand or, you know, not know that he wasn't there. I think they just went on the rant because they just wanted to rant about it.
I think there's an assumption he's going to sign. Yeah. So you're almost like you're skipping it when you know you're going to be there.
I share
in a
that
week.
Assumption, but like.
He's not there.
That was too much passion for something. That
it was a lot. It was a lot for to give that kind of energy to somebody who's not a part of the team.
There was a Seinfeld where Kramer worked in an office that he wasn't employed by, and then he got fired, and it was awkward because he was like, I don't even work here. Like, we're yelling at him for missing work. He doesn't work there.
That's a lot.
He's such a wild card that even if he's hinting that he'll go to the Steelers, he could be a Viking in a week. And then she looks 10 times dumber.
Well, then, no, that will last forever. Speaking of ripping Rodgers, which is just fun, and everyone seems to pile on with that guy, Terry Bradshaw weighed in on the idea of the Steelers signing Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think about possibly Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback?
That's a joke. That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go
thank
go
you
somewhere and
thank
and
you
chew on bark and and whisper to the gods out there.
100%.
Yeah, you don't hear chew on bark as a thing to do. Around.
Well, he was, you know, I guess it was a reference to the ayahuasca and, you know, his affinity for it.
Yep.
So I guess that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I am perfectly good if we're done with Aaron Rodgers. Just like, do you want to watch him play football anymore?
I'm cool.
I've seen enough.
There's two things that I need to see. The hit pieces that they did. I didn't get a chance to see the Brett Favre one yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
Or the Aaron Rodgers one when he's talking bad about his family. Mm-hmm. You got to be a special kind of bad person to get on television in a documentary and just flame your whole family unit, yeah, like all of them.
You got to be rough. Yeah, yeah. Or your family ripping you. I mean, that's not easy
that's
to find. Yeah, I'm good if we don't get Rodgers anymore. I've seen enough. Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, we got to bean this guy. We got to bean someone. But here's the thing. I wouldn't do it until tomorrow. Give them back their mind if they're going to get beaned, if they play tomorrow or tonight.
You think they're on high alert tonight, and then tomorrow is like a sneak attack.
Exactly. Because I want them on high alert tonight. What I'd really like to do, this is a rule change. They're not going to do this, but I'm kind of old school. Because of the pitcher would get beamed sometimes.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So if you get beamed, the pitcher then has to bat for the DH the next time around. It's not going to happen, but I would love to see it because I would love to see Strider just get plunked.
You know, I don't know if you thought of this, but the first thing I thought of when you said it would intentionally increase offense. Like if you're a star pitcher, right, and mm-hmm. and you have a DH like Kyle Schwarber, right, or Ohtani, you don't want that guy to lose an at bat for you. I would never pitch inside because just if you miss by accident, you cost your team Ohtani's at bat. So I would, I'd have to pitch over the plate more, which means you probably get more runs.
But here, and here's the thing. Look, he was out for the game. So, again, the crime warrants an appropriate response, right? So if you're driving too fast, you weren't meaning to hit anyone, but you hit someone, you're still going to get in trouble. Like, they have to police this somehow, and they have to come back. Again, I wouldn't do it today with Wheeler if they play. I would do it late in the game, the last game. I wouldn't wait until the next series, but I want them thinking about it those first couple of bats.
Well, that I do want them thinking about. Lou, we appreciate it. The only thing with that is a little slippery slope, right? Like if you don't do it tonight, and then what if you get down tomorrow, or it's
then
a
you
1-0 game?
Yeah,
yeah. And I think it loses steam if you wait till
tonight
August.
It has to be tonight.
It's got to be tonight.
Got to be tonight.
And it's got to be Acuna wearing one, as he knows it's coming. I mean, he's listening to WIP in the Uber all afternoon. He knows this is coming. He wears it. We all move on.
Yeah, and you know we're childish, so yeah, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, Ronald, this is
how we roll.
Sorry, buddy. Yep. All right, can we get to you people? See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
This is an historic you people today.
Oh boy.
Well, just for I think one big reason in particular, we have our first official lost YouTuber.
What do you mean?
Who says Spike is speaking the truth?
Oh.
Or he's lost about. Oh, you're talking
about. Oh,
they're
lost in time.
Okay.
Lost on the show. Okay. Lost in time.
So, which one of us is Spike? Me?
Great question.
No clue.
But apparently, he was speaking the truth during our show today.
All right. Well, good job, Spike. Appreciate it.
Yep. Also, getting a lot of flack for the Strider thing, the mustache, me.
Well, that's on you. You got to get rid of that mustache, man.
Someone said either shave the stash or add a beard to it.
Yeah, you're too Stridery right now.
Yeah.
So you're guilty just because you got a beard.
Yeah.
Now.
I've been called Kyle Strider.
Wow.
Strider Quinn.
You gotta love our fan base.
I do,
man.
Like Strider Quinn.
They get
they
get triggered easily.
Yep.
You gotta wear that one.
I know. I do. Just like Acuna has to wear one of the ribs tonight. We have a couple of these out of context. Joe is just jealous. I'm not sure of what.
Everything. Everyone. Just jealous, guys.
Just to be jealous. Just jealous. You just jealous.
I'm just jealous. I guess so.
Stop the nonsense, Hugh.
That one. Save that for any day.
That's timely.
That's once an hour. We all feel it.
Yep.
Maybe that was about Lizardo, putting him in the bullpen.
Yep.
No, I got a lot of pushback for that.
Oh, and you should have.
Yep. And a couple potential new versions of Hugh today. Sleeper cell, Hugh.
Oh.
Sleeper cell.
With your friends.
Because I like Atlanta.
No, but well, that you said. And also, you admitted to still having friends in Atlanta, which you need to do after what happened last night. You have to disown them. eliminate their phone numbers. Tell them you're not speaking anymore. You're a Philly.
Can't do all that.
I'm sorry.
I got a lot of friends.
Now if it's family, that's different.
Well,
that's
I got a lot of friends.
Yeah, but not, they're no longer old friends.
No saying. No
another
beaches.
Good one. Soft shell Douglas.
Soft shell.
That fits.
Being a little bit of a softy today.
How? I'm trying to be a grown-up.
Because it didn't take much for you to move off of plunking a Brave.
Well, because this is a grown-up conversation that has to be
it's
had.
Not.
It really isn't. This
it is.
Is.
We're
no.
talking about
is.
A kid's game.
And right, sometimes kids beat each other up, and then they're friends afterwards. It's fine. Just, like, why is it such so big of a deal to throw a baseball 97 miles an hour at Acuna's ribs? Mm-hmm. This isn't a big deal.
Yep.
When you put it in that context, you're right. It's not. You see how that sounds? You can't even say that with a straight face.
I like this
grown
one.
Ups, he'll be fine.
I like this one because it feels like this guy's just given up. You know what? Atlanta can have you.
Oh! What did it? Was it the Lizardo thing? Was it Hurts,
I don't
the
know.
Number two quarterback in the league?
Listen, man, let me tell you. I don't. You people are starting to grow on me a little bit. I kind of like them.
They're
a little
petty.
Bit. They're super petty.
Yeah. It was the buddy stuff with the people in Atlanta.
I know. It really was. And then tell us about sundress season. There's sundresses here.
Nah. This is Lululemon territory.
That's
this
fine. We can talk about that any day.
Yes. And just because they may be good looking down there doesn't have nothing to do with this.
You're fraternizing with the enemy.
Yes.
Can't happen. It's got to stop.
You let your old producer tell you our topic wasn't good just because we're trying to bean his players.
You think I care about Abe, what Abe talking about? I ain't thinking about Abe. Abe
see the one that was ripping him for cooking the bacon?
Yes.
Didn't he freak out about that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Like, relax.
Abe's a freaker outer. That's Abe's thing.
All right, last thing I got, and this is pretty cool. So one of our You People patrons says they're going to be sitting behind the Braves dugout today.
Ooh.
And they asked if they should put up a sign that says You People.
Absolutely, yes.
Definitely. Be heard and be seen. Yes. So that way we could take pictures and say, we see you.
Yes, please do that.
That would be awesome. If I see that on TV, yes. I'll be very excited.
And if you do that, you'll get bumped up in the You People comment section moving forward here. So you get a little extra credit for that. That'd be awesome.
That would definitely be awesome.
You People. All right, let's quickly grab Big V in Mount Laurel. Big V?
Yo, what's going on, Kyle? I don't know, brother. You might have to drop that mustache.
I know.
Drop you.
Strider Quinn over here. This is ridiculous.
But no, you're right. And I say 98, 99 mile an hour fastball straight to the ribs.
Boom!
We got to look. That's it. I mean, Hakuna Matata, he got to go. That's it. Yeah, I'm being Hugh for a moment.
No, I got you. That is funny.
Keep it simple. Big V, you're right. And I don't say this very often. Big V is absolutely correct. Big V, we appreciate it. Let's grab Cashmere before we go. Cashmere, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah, real quick, we got to beam Acuna or Riley. Someone's got to get beamed tonight. It's not just about paying them back, but it's about sending a message to the rest of the league. Hey, you can't come in our ballpark and punk us like that and throw in our best player. Can't happen. And I'm sorry, but it's like, even if we lose, I'm willing to sacrifice a W. I'm willing to sacrifice a win and a loss to send a message to the Braves and the rest of the league. It's got to be done. We got to.
You know what? See, that's perspective right there. Tonight is bigger than a win or a loss.
Yeah. The sign, it's tomorrow, by the way, that they're going.
Tomorrow.
So we'll be on lookout for it tomorrow.
Okay, so You People tomorrow sign behind the dugout at the game. Okay,
no,
potentially
great.
With our faces.
So. Wow, that'd be even bigger.
That would be.
That's my favorite you person? Is it you person?
You person.
You people patron, you people are.
The person who watched on YouTube and comments, that person. Yeah, you'll be my favorite if you did that. All right. That's about it for us for today.
To
it is time to go.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you going to be all right? You're going to purchase maybe some blinds or curtains? Or
I got to get some of them partitions.
Be on lookout if someone's following you home from here.
I also
if he get the wave and Skip, if you get the wave, and I'm not probably going to wave.
If it was me, I would probably delay the arrival at 2:45 by a few minutes. Just to throw him off a little bit because that's... You got a lot to worry about with that.
All right, I ain't worried about that. As long as he keeps his distance, he good.
Well, obviously he's not. He's poking in the window. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. Tonight, Acuna's got to wear one on the ribs. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.